الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه، والصلاة والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. We begin by the blessed Allah Azza wa Jal and show our humbleness and poverty and helplessness and incompetence to appreciate and praise the sifat and zat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we seek refuge in him to attribute any goodness and khair to ourselves. So that is the root of evil and root of separation from the world. That when the servant begins to attribute goodness emanating from him while being forgetful that where it is coming from, then in fact the destruction of the person has begun. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the sifat of muttaqeen and about the guidance in the Quran being a source of guidance, undoubtful guidance for people. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned Alif Lam Mim Zalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fi. This is about Quran. Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. Guidance for the fearful and abstinent and God conscious people. And then their sifat are mentioned, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe on the unseen, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish the prayer, salam, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from what Allah has given them. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and they believe in all the messages and books sent by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then they believe very strongly on Akhirah. The belief on Akhirah, بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the end, because this is the belief which if it is refreshed, it keeps the servant in the bounds of the Sharia. So mentioning all of this and the guidance for people and the sifat of muttaqeen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, that those people are the who are on guidance from their Lord. Udammir Rabbihim. So that is the point which I want to convey to you only. This min Rabbihim, that from their Lord they are on guidance. So that is very important, and it like a stamp on the previous verses, because there is guidance in the Quran, there is guidance, and then the sifat and of the pious and righteous and muttaqeen are mentioned. But after mentioning all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the people that are on guidance, guided people, but from where they are guided, and what should they think that if they are muttaqeen, they are establishing the command of Sharia, their iman, their amal are correct. Ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim. They are on guidance, but never think that they are themselves on guidance, nor they should attribute guidance to themselves. All the goodness which is mentioned, yes, they will do, they have those qualities, but they should never consider it is from them. Hudam mir rabbihim. So in that three words there is an ocean of guidance and a spiritual purification and tazkiyah and refinement and safeguard from self-likeness and arrogance and pride. That whoever is there, they should consider only أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُ دَمِّرْ رَبِّهِمْ. They are on guidance, but by themselves, no, but مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, but from their Rabb, from their own Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ مُفْلِحُونَ. Only then they are people of who have attained salvation. When they consider this, that they are on guidance, have this sifat. If a person all have this sifat of muttaqin, iman bil ghaib and amal saliha, but he considers himself that he has attained guidance, he attributes guidance and goodness to him, not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person still is not a guided person. He or she is still misguided, and his all his previous amal, iman and amal will lead him or her to destruction and failure. So look at how subtle message the Quran is giving. Like, we read these verses every now and then, and most people also remember them and they know the translation, but that is what's called tadabbar fil Quran, pondering over the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَدَبَّرْ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Why don't act on the Quran? They just pass in recitation and just basically for reward. But the real purpose of the Quran, guidance, it is a book of guidance. It is subject is the human being relationship with the Lord and the creation. So in just this small part of one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned safeguard for the people, that these muttaqeen people, they always consider that they are, if they do any good, they do any work of deen, they do any established prayer, they do zikr, or they spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they consider themselves privileged by Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ulai ta'ala hudam mir rabbihim, that they are from guidance from their Lord, not from themselves. So there is negation from yourself. And as I say, that when this matter comes like this, then really the destruction and separation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occurs of the servant. When Shaitan attributed good to himself, when he said ana khair, he said khalaq, he mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal has created him from, he did not say I created myself, he said Allah created me from fire, And Allah created Adam from Adam alayhi salam from the dust. But he said, Ana khair, I am good, I am better. This led him to great destruction. So when Allah has created you, like Allah created Shaitan from fire, he did not say, I created myself from fire. He said, Khalaqatani minna, you have created me from fire. So he knew in the reality and attributed the act of creation from fire from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what was the mistake then? But he said that although Allah has given me, so I am better. So the good, ana khairun, the goodness is in me. So then, if he goodness was in him, then why did not the goodness stay there? Why he became source of the sheer and great evil then? It was from Allah, when Allah took it away, his reality was there. So similar is our case, that we are also misguided except who Allah guides. We are all in poverty, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes rich. And people are tested through the veil of the means. The means are given, someone is getting rich through earnings, business and different matters. These are me veils which test you, that you still keep your belief and your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming from Him, or you get lost in veils and in where you are tested. So similarly, regarding guidance, do you get lost in the books, that this book is guiding me, this person is guiding me, or your intellect is guiding you? If you get lost in there, then you are lost really. Guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are only the means, because those people who haven't got guidance, haven't they got these means? Haven't they got the message of the prophets? Haven't they got their minds and intellect, the knowledge of the language? They have. So if it is due to these things, why they are not actually under guidance? So when these means come, and then a person full, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the person. Otherwise, if you stay and there is bentness, deviance, not straightforwardness in your inner self, then you think you are defrauding people or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that matters are going with you, you are living life as you want, and you're also keeping your nafs happy and fulfill desires of shaitan as well sometimes, and also follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in certain issues. But really you are deceiving yourself. Only last night a person who came with a brother Yasser, who normally comes from Manchester, and his brother and he, a non-Muslim person, came, and he, on Monday, he said, and before he used to think, he said, I used to ask, I prayed to different gods to answer my prayers. But when I prayed to the God of Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I had such a response and inner satisfaction and emotional reaction and cleansing that I did not get from anywhere else. And then he said that on Monday, it was Somar Guzra hai, Peer Guzra hai, that he saw himself in desert. He saw himself in desert and as being a person being lost in desert. And then he saw in that desert, he saw a wall. And on the wall, he saw the Prophet of Islam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or as he explained, when we describe, and he says that I was nervous, very nervous in the dream, and the person sitting on the wall pointed to come towards him. So I went towards him, and when I got near, my nervousness and confusion was actually going away. And then he said, that person said that you should accept Islam. Islam kabool kar lo. So he said, I was very, and I felt more urge actually after that dream. So only yesterday, this evening, he accepted Islam and he became Muslim. He sought guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the presence of Mullah Yasir and his brother yesterday in the evening, he came to my house and I explained a few matters to them, and then he became a Muslim. He's 28 years old, and but the matter is that if me and you, if we do not become truthful and sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to guide us. He guides those people who becomes truthful and sincere to him. And moreover, he chooses whomsoever is well, but that is fadl of Allah, the norm and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, like that. So if this person is wandering in the jungles and deserts of kufr and confusion, and if he had to, truly he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal responded to his prayer and then shown the guidance in the dream, and then he was convinced, though, that he, alhamdulillah, yesterday he was kafir during the day, and in the evening, he is Muslim. Musliman hue. To isi tarah, agar aap Musliman hai, if you are a Muslim, and you want to get to stage of moment, when you call truly, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not respond to you, when you already believe. And from the moment, if you want to become muttaqi, why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not respond to you when you call him, and he has said, I will. If you call, I answer. If you come one step, I will come 10 steps. And if you are a muttaqi, if you want to become higher level muttaqi, which is called muhsin, sahib ihsan, why your prayer or will not be answered and you will not be able to get to that stage? But yes, if you do not give what it takes, meaning actually the true want and the desire, and to willing to sacrifice whatever, like for example these people who become Muslim, if we have sacrificed the separation from the family, they say we will do that. That happens really. And furthermore, and they have to separate themselves and make themselves aloof from their friends and other people, and also to hear the taunting from other people. But they take that all, actually they know all that's going to happen, but they have. So a person who is a Muslim already and wants to become and create and develop an intimate and close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's even more easier for him. If he really, if he says, I spend too much time with my wife, there are my children, there is the society, brotherhood, and I'm just lazy, even I cannot attend the prayers in the mosque, even if I'm free, I'm lazy. I cannot stop rebirth, and I cannot stop watching Namahram, and I cannot preserve my evil thoughts. So this person is not doing basically his part, what he is supposed to do. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going will guide this person? Because he is already not using what he has. So the cause of self-purification, a person who 100% dedicates, in very short time he can actually attain it. Not in years, in months, but weeks he can, if the person dedicates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually blesses those people who gives and who are willing. After, as the Mashayikh have said, that this is the part which you have to walk the walk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are just waiting on the verge, on the edge. When a person reaches the fourth stage, it is like the person after the third stage, a person waiting on the edge of it, that you have walked the walk, now the person is waiting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pick him up for his, and choose him for his presence and his intimate relationship. But before that, if a person really becomes serious and truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may choose him to select him before even then that. But yes, for those people who do walk the walk up to there, definitely this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, whoever will strive in us, towards us, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, definitely, surely, we will open the doors by. And Mashayikh have said that this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like holding anyone's finger and hand gently and taking them somewhere. That is, they said that is the meaning of لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. But this all comes after the Mujahid. The Mujahid is up to the, as I said, the third and fourth stage. After that, a person is waiting. So now people, there are, if people from coming from Kufr to Islam is more greater struggle and a greater change than changing from a Muslim to a Wali, because the Muslim already have walayat-e amma, or a low level of walayat, meaning that he is in the party of Muslim. Now for him it is easy. But if they become lazy, meaning actually that effort into it, they things which they can do, they are not doing, and they're just taking it easy. So when you take it easy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani, hamid, he wants free, and he doesn't need anything. So phir us wahan bhi mamla hota hai. He stays wherever he is. He is guided in proportional to what the person put in the effort to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, that whoever, those people who will and who do mujahida. Mujahida is struggle. تو اس کے لیے وہ آسان ہے. اللہ پاک اس کو پھر اپنے ذات کے لیے, صفات کے لیے چن لیتے ہیں. سو دس بگن ود دا پریزنس, دین اٹ چینجز انٹو وچ مینز ان ویلنگ, دین اٹ چینجز انٹو مشاہدہ, وٹنسنگ. وہ اگلی اسٹیج ہیں. بٹ ایز اے دیٹ آل بگنز ود دا پریزنس, فیلنگ اینڈ لیونگ ان دا پریزنس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. تو پھر آگے جو ہے, there are more door, there are more closeness, there is more intimate. So so I said this to you so that you are aware and you believe that Allah is, the qualities and sifat are same as they were 1400 years ago or 2000 years ago, in the time of Isa alayhi salam, or in the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, or in the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, or even before that. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سیم, اس کی صفات وہی ہیں, وہ رحمان ہے, اس وقت بھی رحمان تھا, اب بھی رحمان ہے, اب بھی رحیم ہے, اس وقت بھی رحیم, اب بھی وہ رب العالمین ہے, اس وقت بھی وہ رب العالمین ہے. تو یس, دا پروفیٹس, انبیاء الاسلام, اولیاء اللہ, مینی آف دیم ہیو کم, مینی آف دیم دے ہیو گون, دا پروفیٹ ہوڈ ہیز اینڈڈ آن رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لیکن جو بھیجنے والا ہے, دا سینڈر, دا الٹیمیٹ سورس, وہ وہی ہے. اینڈ ہی از ہیئر, حی اللہ یموت, اس کو موت نہیں, وہ زندہ ہے. بٹ اف آئی ایکٹ لائک دس اینڈ لیو مائی لائف لائک دس ایز اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ڈز ناٹ لیو, نعوذ باللہ, آئی ایم جسٹ سینگ دیٹ لاسٹ ڈیٹ اور دیر ٹو مچ ڈسٹریکشن ان دا ورلڈ, یس دے آر آر, بٹ دین اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ میکس ایزی اینڈ ریوارڈز پیپل تھرو وٹ دے آر فیسنگ. He is more aware of the subtleties, what people face and challenges people face. So always be sincere and truthful and forward coming from yourself wherever you are, whatever your situation is, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and His guidance waiting for you there. So do not fall into the trap that some kind of that you are away from long time, this is 14th century, or it is not possible for you, it is a world of sinfulness. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save this person who is living amidst the kuffar, who was a Christian, and in this time when the Islam is being so much demonized under the banner of terrorism and other, how they are actually ridiculing the tenets of Islam, if in this day and age, in this circumstance, a person has true will and true want, and he can be guided in spite of all these things happening, when Muslims are finding maybe are shy to follow the Sunnah and the prophetic way, why actually you cannot be guided? Why you cannot be taken forward? So never be content with actually your deen and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because until you meet your Lord, and after they say you meet, then there are even levels of meeting, there's levels of presence, levels of mukashifa and unveiling, and levels of mushahida, meaning witnessing, which only those people experience, those who experience. So have strong will, and inshallah translate what I said into at least whatever you are doing, the part of the course you are prescribed, by focus and be diligent and steadfastness, that the person is that moving, he only moves forward. Yes, mistakes happen, people feel lazy, but then they should get up and then start the walk again. They have no option otherwise. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahmahullah ne farmaya, before I say this, that many people, when the ziyarat of Rasulullah is even being a state of kufr, زیارت تو کافر کو بھی ہو سکتی ہے, گناہگار کو بھی ہو سکتی ہے, بٹ دا پوائنٹ ریئلی از دیٹ واٹ, ہاؤ یو ایکٹ اپن اٹ اور ناٹ. اس نے تو ایکٹ کر لیا, یو فاؤنڈ پرسن اینڈ دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو ایکٹ اپن, بٹ ون دیٹ از دا اداب آف دا ون آف دی اداب آف دا ڈریم وچ یو آر آلسو میسنگ لاسٹ ٹائم. فرسٹلی ایوری ون ایوری ویک از ناٹ گیٹنگ گائیڈنس فرام through dreams from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is tarah khwabe nahi aati. Like, yes, the thoughts, the dream change. If you are evil dominated person, a liar, mostly you will have dreams also of that kind. If you attend mosques, if you attend the majlis of righteous people, if you attend good majlis, then naturally even from your soul and your nafs, you will get good dreams. as well, that you see yourself in the mask, you see yourself, but that are not the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should be aware. The previous, the mashayikh was such actually that the when they saw any dream as such and they were giving an interpretation, they to the utmost effort and ability of their, they claimed whatever interpretation was told to them to be act ke apan ke liye hote. There is no use mentioning the dream, listening to interpretation. This is a useless thing then actually, really, if a person is not going to act upon. It was better than they would not have mentioned. And plus, their dreams which they are mentioning are not of a guidance. They are just being deceived by nafs and shaitan. Shaitan sometimes can make you see good dreams. He doesn't always see make you see evil and bad dreams. You see good dreams, good places, posing as a righteous man, but see, as the Mashayikh say, what you do in wakefulness state in the morning. Jab subah, usli subah ho jaye, dekhiye aapke amal mein kya tabdili aayi hai. What is, like this person saw a dream Monday, on Wednesday night he is a Muslim. So aapne koi achhi khwab dekhi hai, that sign of a good dream, coming guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, if you avail it, that the amal which you do the last days or before that, are of lesser degree or are less, and now they are, you are acting for more. However, if you have and you are just listening and acting rather in the same level or even not even any further, so you are deluded person. That's why Shaykh Mahiuddin Ibn al-Arabi said that when the seekers and the disciples, they mention the names, the Mashayikh shouldn't mention the actual interpretation, but they should interpret in practical terms that what they need to do. And if they don't do, then they said that don't actually delve into them with them with their dreams actually. But ask them to focus on wakefulness state. Because dreams, they are either guidance or they are good news after doing the good amal. So for example, the people who did bear or the allegiance for the work of deen, for the, as a reward, as a blessing. That was. Now some people are after the dream or after the bear, and they forget actually they want that, but they don't want what the source and what the reason was of it, that this is not the purpose of the people, but this was just an additional fadila or reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Rasulullah sallam on that basis. So there is a difference of minds of these two categories of people, that who make their purpose dreams and visions and things like this, and there are people who chooses to do in wakefulness state what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually asks them, and on that basis they will inshallah get the salvation and the najat on the hereafter, not on the basis of dreams, and especially when, even so they do not actually act upon them. More stronger dream is very lower level thing. More stronger than the dream is revelation, million times, in which there is no doubt. Dream to ek chote darje ki baat hai, to khwab jo hai وہ چھوٹے درجے کی بات ہے. تو خواب سے بھی زیادہ میسج, the strong message is through revelation to انبیاء علیہ السلام. Imagine that is even more strong, 100 million times more stronger, in which there is no doubt. So dream is a very low level, like a twinkling star which can be seen twinkling, and the guidance revelation is like sun, کہ ہر چیز جب آتی ہے everything. So even we do not, let us say, that aside the dream, the lower level, the higher level, which is revelation, which has come through Anbiya al-Islam, if we do not act upon that, we are still damned and condemned people. Like for example, if we do not act upon the Quran, we go again. Although Quran is a revelation, it is a blessing. Hum amal na kare, to humari tabahi hai, Quran to bata hi hai raha hai. To Quran aya humare liye, hudal linnas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for us. ہمارے لیے آیا ہے. اس طرح ڈریم جو ہے وہ آپ ہی کے لیے ہے, اٹ از فار یو, But it is lower level even. So if it the higher level, which is revelation, which is the Quran, if you just read it, or just you are enjoying reading and do not act upon it, successful, how can you be successful on a very lower level, which you are not even sure from where it is coming from, that being from Shaitan or not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If on the interpretation of that you don't act, you stand no chance, and you are just a deluded and deceived person from Shaitan. So righteous people, our mashayikh, never delve into these matters. Very straightforward, they keep themselves, and as I said in the beginning, they always remember this hudammir rabbi. If they are guided, or they do any goodness, they consider it purely, sheerly, and solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they consider themselves privileged by Allah azza wa jal. That's why there is humbleness, there is humility in them, that they don't attribute. Humbleness is they do not create, but it is believing that whatever they are, they have, and they are on, it is from Allah azza wa jal. Automatically it is the humbleness and humility and comes into them. So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabar Rahimahullah said about the aspect of Ruh, aapne Ruh ke baare mein farmaya ke Ruh ka panchwa juz, the fifth aspect, the fifth sifa of the Ruh is adme ghaflat, being heedful. There is no heedlessness in the spirit. The spirit does not forget as the Zat forgets. تو فرمایا کہ پانچواں جز عدم غفلت ہے, یعنی جس قدر کے روح کا مبلغ علم ہے اور جہاں تک روح کی نظر پہنچتی ہے, اس سے علم کی ضد اور جہل کی تمام کفیات منتفی ہوتی ہیں. نہ اس میں قدم سہو پیش آئے, نہ غفلت, نہ نسیان. However, whatever you have, in that knowledge the Ruh never forgets. For example, you might know something and you forget. لیکن Ruh جو جس کو وہ علم ہوتا ہے, the level of knowledge it has, in that there is no غفلت, there is no heedlessness, and there is no forgetfulness, and there is no mistake. It doesn't make a mistake. It is such the knowledge of the Ruh. And second thing, اور روح کے لیے حصول معلومات تدریجی نہیں, بلکہ ایک ہی نظر میں حاصل ہو جاتے ہیں. For the spirit, he says, there is no gradual learning, that you learn one day one thing, the other day other thing, like subjects you learn first from first class to the university PhD level. Ruh, and instantly, if it is given, if it actually opens, exposes itself to a knowledge, the knowledge is there, instantly from very beginning to the end, it will actually spread. There is no gradual process. If it is given, it can it have access, it can grasp, and it can understand all of it. اور نہ اس کا علم ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ اگر ایک چیز کی طرف متوجہ ہو تو دوسری سے غافل ہو جائے. بلکہ یوں ہوتا ہے کہ جب ایک چیز کی طرف متوجہ ہو تو دوسری چیز بھی اس کے ساتھ حاصل ہوتی ہے. He is saying that if the Ruh have the knowledge of, let's say, all subjects, subjects of science or religious discipline, pointing or paying attention to one subject does not distract it from any other subject. Like, for example, you only can consider or think about one subject at a time. Other subjects, although you know, but your attention is not towards them. Maybe you know how to work, your work matters, how to cook, how to do other things, but when you're focusing on one, that is the only one you know. Others you can't pay attention at the same time to each and every. But the spirit, Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabar Rahimahullah says, the Ruh, it can, the variety of knowledge it knows, it can pay attention to all of them at once. Paying attention towards one does not distract it towards the others. تو یہ بھی بہت بڑی صفت ہوتی ہے, کیونکہ روح میں یہ علوم فطری ہوتے ہیں. سو دیز علوم اور سائنسز آر بائی نیچر ان دا اسپرٹ, اینڈ فرام اٹس ویری بگننگ اٹ ہیز اٹین دیز نالج. پھر یہ علوم اس کے لیے قائم رہتے ہیں جیسے اس کی ذات قائم ہے, اینڈ دین ونس اٹ اٹین دیز نالج اٹ ہیز دا نالج it stays there. It doesn't forget. It doesn't vanish away. Wo jata nahi ho. Aur ye bas har rooh mein maujood hota hai. This quality is present in every spirit. It's not the present only in the spirit of the righteous or anbiya alayhis salam. Har rooh mein ye sifat hoti hai. But the difference is in the level and degree. مقدار علم میں فرق ہوتا ہے that how much knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it. So this wada alast, this کو کہتے ہیں the promise of alastu bi rabbikum. This oath is present in every spirit. ہر روح جو ہے وہ پہچانتی اور بھی اللہ نے جو علم دیا وہ اس میں. But the degree of knowledge how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed to every spirit is different. بعض کے علوم قلیل ہوتے ہیں for some there is little knowledge and baz ke kaseer, and for certain there is vast knowledge. Sabse zyada ilm wali, the most knowledgeable spirit, sabse qawwi nazar wali, and the most spirit which has the most insight, ruh jo hai wo Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ruh hai. It is the ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the most powerful in that aspect, kyunki ye sultanul arwah hai. This is the sultan, or you may say the king of all the arwah, jaise ka zikr ho chuka, like we have mentioned before. Ye ek hi dafa baghair tartib baghair tadreej ke tamam awali ke maujoodat par mutle hai. So at once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruh is aware of all the awalim. Awalim mean the all the worlds it knows. For example, farishte jo hain, farishte, the alim of angels and the alim of human beings. So Rasulullah can know the spirit of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can know at one time ourselves, what I am doing, what the angels are doing, wo kya kar rahe hain, can interact with it as well, with different world at one time. This is a super quality in the ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ke wo kahin alim jinnat hai ya malaika farishte jannat or different worlds, the knowledge already it has of those, it is aware of the knowledge of the universe, and at same time it can actually pay attention to one. It's not that it pay attention to one world or one person and it does, then the other person Rasulullah does not know. But remember, this is only for the ruh, not for the zaat. The zaat of Rasulullah even also, if you pay the attention towards one direction, and it will pay attention towards one direction, not all directions. The dhat means the physical body of Prophet ﷺ and his living. So this is, don't confuse them. That's why many people confuse and they argue about the knowledge of Rasulullah ﷺ. Some say they knew all of this, and others say how is it that when in certain matters he forgot, for example in the prayers, like he mentioned, if he knew, or he did many other things when he forget. That is the dhat of Rasulullah ﷺ. Can actually, there can be a forgetfulness there once it pays attention to one direction. The other is the part of the ruh. So that's why we say that don't speak in these matters of belief about Rasulullah if you don't have the knowledge. If you don't even know the knowledge, the aspect and the wasf and the sifat of the ruh and the zaat and the difference, تو پھر بندے کو بولنا ہی نہیں چاہیے وہ معاملہ. He doesn't feel an argue, and he should just keep silent, believe that Rasulullah is the highest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most knowledgeable, and that is the most safe thing to you. تو یہ جو عام بریلوی دیوبندی بحث کرتے ہیں, both of them mostly 99% they don't know what they are talking about, and they rather actually confuse things for themselves and say some things which really it is disrespectful towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sometimes they just mix things over prayer. They are saying the things for the zaat as the ruh. So ye jis tarah ilm-e-ghaib ka masla hai aur hazir nazir ka masla hai, so they are true masail, there is reality to it, but people should have certain knowledge of the ruh and the zaat, then only they can know and speak really what they are. Until then they should just keep silent. Otherwise, like one person asked me first in a matter that about hazir, presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazir knowledge is ko kehte hain, the presence. So he said, "You, what is the belief regarding that?" is Rasulullah Hazir or Nazir? Firstly, they don't know themselves even the meaning of what it is, literal. So I explained to the person, I said, are you asking this question about the ek to haqeeqat e muhammadi hai, the reality of Rasulullah sallam, is the question concerning directed towards the reality of Rasulullah sallam, or it is directed towards the noor of Rasulullah sallam, or is it directed towards the ruh of Rasulullah sallam, that is hadana, or is it directed towards the zaat of Rasulullah sallam, or then there is the noor of the zaat of Rasulullah, is it directed towards that? He said, I never knew these things. Then it's just silent. First learn these matters and then inshallah you will understand the answer as well. So the persons who stay silent and who have a brief belief, unless the person really has a person of insight or have studied, understand, then that person achieves salvation. The other person will be asked on the day of judgment that he spoke on a matters which he did not know. And sometimes people lose their iman because of being disrespectful or over praising and going into the bounds of shirk. Either you can go in the boundaries of shirk or actually and disrespect to Prophet. So it's a very fine line. Even Awliya Allah, they speak with very diligence, although their knowledge is based on Quran and Sunnah, and also their fatwa and kashf, everything is apparent to them. پھر بھی وہ بڑی احتیاط کرتے ہیں تو دوسرے لوگوں کو بہت زیادہ احتیاط کرنی چاہیے یعنی ابھی نماز کا وقت ہو گیا بعد میں کوئی سوال ہے تو بعد میں انشاءاللہ پوچھ لیں گے سبحانک اللہم و بحمد اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت استغفرک و اتوب استغفر اللہ